Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
I had to go deep, 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 deep into my bag.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, that's a juggernaut. They've got an offense in Denton, Texas. That's where North Texas is, Goo.
Yeah.
North Texas, Tulane on Friday. American Conference Championship.
What do you need for them to get in? JMU to lose.
I only worry about what we do. I'm like Sumrall. I only care about our game and the team we're playing.
You're playing a real one then.
Sumrall's not a part of the program anymore.
He's going to coach.
You took that hard.
He's going to coach Friday. I'm pretty sure. He wants them to cancel class on Friday. He said this. I think we should cancel class Friday so all the kids can get liquored up for that night game.
Dude, that, wow.
You can't be saying that.
Oh, boy.
I guess you can.
Yeah,
if you're going
yeah
to
I was
going to
say he was doing the gator chomp off the plane.
Man.
Seriously, let's... Okay. By the way,
go Green Wave.
Thank you. By the way, one of the things I'm finding out, like Dan Dibley, you know, he's now famous for the deep dive.
Yeah, I sent him a text this morning.
Yeah, so I like the deep dive too, but how about this?
Can you swim?
I did a deep dive and brought up what I'd found out to Evan, and in 3 seconds, like, he did a deep dive.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? It took me like 2 hours. So I don't know.
He did the deep dive.
Yeah. Here's what happened. And we'll get back to the Niners. I see Gene and Joe. I don't know why, but I'm looking at the Warriors roster. And it hit me like a bag of wet noodles. I'm just looking at their team. Okay. Let me just go down the list.
Because I did something, and I think you just did it.
Pajemski, 6'4".
This is it.
Buddy Hield, 6'4". Peyton, 6'2". Jimmy Butler, 6'6". Moody, 6'5". Will Richard, 6'3". Draymond Green, 6'6". Stephen Curry, 6'2". Kuminga, 6'7". Pat Spencer, 6'2". Melton, 6'2". And, of course, I'm leaving out Trayce Jackson-Davis, Horford, and Quentin Post. Anyway, I say to Evan, I'm like, you know, I knew they were small, but damn. They got, like, that is 11 players on their team at 6'6 or under.
And it feels like they got 9 guards.
And he goes.
And they're bringing in another.
I would say 11 seconds go by, and he goes, yeah, Warriors are the smallest team in the league. 6'5 and 3 quarters.
That's not good.
I'm like, what
man.
Are you talking about? He goes, yeah, I just figured it out. He's like, you can. So I'd like spend an hour doing that. And he said, yeah, they are the smallest team in the league.
I don't like it.
Well, I don't like AI. It's just, it's making the deep dive obsolete.
What did Iverson ever do to you? Dude, there's only one AI.
Andre Iguodala. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Wants to answer my question. Kind of forget what it was now. No, I know. Yeah. It was, why do you believe or why
Gene.
Do you not? How you doing, Gene?
Hey, my guys. I'm doing great.
Good to hear.
I do want to answer. I want to answer your question, but first off, go get Anthony Davis. We'll get a lot bigger.
I know
there's a risk involved, but, you know, I don't care how many draft picks you have to give up to get him.
I'm with you, Gene.
Yeah, I'll give up Kuminga, whatever. All right. Okay, turning to your question. Listen, if they go, let's say, if they go 12-5 this year, I think they got a fighter's chance to go all the way. They're going to have to beat, you know, quality teams, three quality teams, two out of three. And, you know, one of them, hopefully, ideally, would be that last game against Seattle. Now, what may be holding them back, the concerns I have, same concerns I'm sure everybody has. You know, we're not putting enough pressure on the quarterback, although this last game, albeit against a weak team, we started to, you know, we started to put more on. I guess we got three sacks. You know, Cleland and Huff, they're just going to have to carry the load that way. The defensive backfield's looking better. I'm concerned about the linebackers, but that Tatum Bethune, he looks good if he can stay healthy. On the offensive side, we still don't have a deep threat, and I'm hoping Ricky Pearsall, you know, gets back into shape and starts showing us what he did last year and becomes that threat. But if we can handle all that, you know, with the great coaching that we're experiencing with Shanahan, I'm drawing a blank.
Solid.
You know, the defensive guy. Yeah. Anyways, with those guys, go 12-5, and I like our chances.
Appreciate the call, Gene. 12-5, is it going to win the division?
I don't believe so, because the Rams got – I got the Rams winning the division, but
Rams
they got
are 9-3, right?
Yeah, okay. Yes, they are.
Ready? Here's who they got.
Arizona twice.
At Arizona.
Win.
Versus Detroit. Like, I'm looking – Detroit
Where's
is
that game at?
In Detroit. I'm sorry. It's in L.A.
All right.
The thing I'm seeing with the Lions is they're either going to – you know, I was just going to say.
Yeah.
They're either going to get in or they're not.
Oh, wow. Winning in
but
the NFL.
They're yeah. showing up here.
They play Thursday. If they lose, then Stoney, I think they might be just called – like their whole momentum thing or whatever, their swagger is done if they lose Thursday.
But the Lions have – they play Dallas.
All right.
Then they're at the Rams.
Hard.
Versus the Steelers.
Easy.
No. At the Vikings.
Easy.
At the Bears. Bears could be locked up by then. Mm. So, what's the Lions record? 7-5?
I want to say 4.
7-4?
I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right because they have 5 games left.
Yeah.
Yeah, 49ers only have 4 games left. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't count the Lions out yet.
All right. And they got a big game this Thursday. They win that one, man.
Well, let's go through the Rams. So the Rams have at Arizona.
Win.
Versus Detroit.
I got a win.
At Seattle.
The Lions are 7-5.
Okay. So the Lions, I'm looking at.
They can't the Lions afford
are gonna,
one more.
I'm saying the Lions are going to go 10-7.
And I don't think that gets you in.
And you might, and they might not even get to 7.
Okay.
Or 10-7. Because they play Dallas. It's going to be tough. At the Rams, tough. Steelers, Vikings, Bears, they could kind of run the table at the end of the year. But as Mark Willard always points out, you can't do this because you never know who's going to be playing at a given point in the season. Mm-hmm. Seahawks at the Falcons.
That's a win.
Indianapolis.
Could lose.
Versus the Rams. That means it's home.
Could lose.
At Panthers. Oh, they own the NFC West. And then the Niners.
Man.
It's going to be pretty fun, no doubt about it.
And I heard Bonte say it this morning, and when I say it, you get mad, but Stoney, the playoffs have already started.
Yeah, they have. They really haven't.
Yeah. If you want to get there, they have. Tennessee, take care of
business. You want to get there, go ahead and – if the playoffs started today, here's the letter of that statement. What it means is if you say the playoffs started today, it means if you lose, you're done. They can go 2-2 and still make the playoffs.
No, it's just the importance of the game. That's what it's highlighting.
Eh, they got to win. They got to go 2-2.
Margin of error is thinny, thin, thin.
It's actually not. They might be able to even go 1-3 and get in. That's possible.
That would be amazing.
Let's go to Joe in San Jose. What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, fellas? Today?
Hey, doing well.
So, you know, like everybody, when the schedule came out at the beginning of the year, I looked at the Niners schedule and was like, okay, this schedule's soft. It's kind of easy. As it's turned out, it's well, it's not been as easy as we thought it was going to be. A lot of the teams that the Niners have had to play are performing pretty damn well. A lot of surprises out there this year. A lot of shakeup. I didn't realize that after losing Warner, that there would even be a remote chance that the Niners, I mean, there's a possibility that with the numbers that the Niners could clinch the NFC. If they go 4-0 and win all four of the last games, they're going to get a loss to Seattle. They'll give a loss to Chicago, which will knock them down because we'll have the tiebreaker against Seattle. If we get a little luck with the Rams losing a game, maybe two, and Philly losing another game, maybe two, you know, there's a path. So for me, you know, this season is, you know, let's just see what the hell we can get. You know, I mean, at this point, I think that the Niners got to go at least 3-1 over the next four games. They've got to beat Chicago and they've got to beat Seattle. The only game that we could potentially lose and still be okay is the Indianapolis game for right now. But honestly, if they go 4-0, and God, with a little luck, they clinch the NFC and get that first round bye, they could definitely make some noise in the playoffs and get to the bowl game. Now, whether or not they could take on whoever wins the AFC, which is probably looking like the Patriots or the Colts, maybe, or who
Denver,
knows?
Denver, maybe.
Jacksonville.
Sure.
You know, who knows?
Right.
But anyway, that's my thoughts.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and at this point, if it's just Operation Playoffs, which I deemed it a couple weeks ago, Stoney, the Niners do control their own destiny. I mean, you handle business, you're in. You will be playing a road football game come wild card weekend. And I just, Stoney, I'm being honest with my wordplay here. That's truly unbelievable to me. Once Warner went down in that Arizona game, I just couldn't believe that this is on the table. And you are right, the caller, and we talked about it yesterday. There are avenues to win the division to get the one seed. But, man, if you can just qualify, I mean, Niner fan has to feel like a fat rat.
You know what's funny, and I'm not disagreeing with you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I mean, yeah, I think if the 49ers run the table here and get to but you know what's funny is I'm thinking, all right, let's play some scenarios out.
Yeah.
All right, they run the table. And they finish 13-4 they're the one seed. They're the one seed.
You would have a week off.
Right, right.
Okay.
But I'm looking at it from the other team's perspective, which is whoever gets the Niners that first playoff game
would be feeling,
they'd probably be feeling, well, we can go into San Francisco and win this game.
But for Niner fan, they don't give a damn. I hear you. They don't give a damn about that. It's just the fact that you could rejoice knowing you got a bye. Like, that's what this season, I mean, we've talked about it, and you always make fun of me about reminding people the Niners' losses in the Super Bowl and NFC Championship games. And I just say it from a vantage point of they should have won the games. That's just me. But are you telling me in a season that, if they were to fall off, they kind of had a pass to do so because of the injuries, that this would be the season that they would turn this into something? I mean, man, this would truly be my phrase, sports, man.
Well, you know what? When people say stuff, I always like put it through my literal machine. And so the one thing that we've said is, you know, if the 49ers make the playoffs, even if they get beat in that first round or they lose their first game, was the season a success?
No doubt.
Okay.
To me, I'm standing on that.
All right, now I'm asking you this. What if they run the table? They finish 13-4. They get the number one seed, and the Lions come in here and beat them the first game.
That number one seed, to me, Stoney, they would have earned it. No doubt about
doesn't
it.
Doesn't that but mean it's not, they're, but it's doesn't not that raise bringing expectations?
Now, let's just say Warner's not available.
All right,
it's not bringing those two guys back. So I wouldn't change my view on, you got the one seed. It made it more miraculous.
So you're not going to put any pressure on him.
No, and
you'd be afraid to put pressure on him as a one seed.
I could not just lie to myself and say a first round exit supersedes you getting the one seed with what you had to endure.
See, I look at it.
I'm being real with
that. If they've won three in a row, people are getting excited.
Well, then it would be seven.
If they go to 13-4.
That would be seven in a row.
Going into the playoffs, people are going to be really bummed if they were to lose that first game at home.
Now, I get that, but when the dust settles, you still got to be like, this season was something like the Giants winning 107. Because that's where I'm at. In 2021?
It doesn't matter. It was too long ago.
No, Gabe. He was the leader of that team.
Oh, yeah.
What you mean?
Stop.
He was the manager.
Okay.
107, baby.
Why would you bring him up?
Because that was the most unlikely season in the Bay since the 2022 Warriors won it at all.
That's 1 year before that.
Yeah. It don't matter. I didn't need you to do a math.
You know, I've also...
You get my drift.
About what?
About this is a surprising season if they punch their ticket. Even in wild card weekend.
I'm trying to think what I'm pushing back on. And
well, we got in a fight when I said this is shaping up to be one of Kyle's best seasons, but now you're okay. I think you're in that club. Like, I get what you were saying, Goo. I was just having a bad day.
No, I wasn't having a bad day. Shanahan's not in the coach of the year race. You know why? Because you know what'll hurt him?
Tell me.
Robert Saleh. He's going to hurt him.
Because but what about defense, him bringing
the
him back?
The story of the season is going to be if they go 11-6 or 12-5, the story of the season is going to be how Robert Saleh got this defense to a level that nobody thought he would get him
to. And why,
and quite frankly,
I'm not arguing that.
If we look at the 49ers offense this whole season,
I know where you're going.
It's been okay.
I'll give you that. But I give credit for Kyle to pick up the phone and say, come back. To say, Sorensen, you got a dip.
Okay, but that doesn't give him coach of the year
consideration.
I think that people are going to look. It always goes, like, if the Bears go 11-5, they're Ben Johnson will probably, you know what I mean? It's always the team that, it's Vrabel. Like, Vrabel's going to be the guy, probably. What about, like, Sean Payton in Denver? They're having a heck of a year.
They are.
Kyle Shanahan's doing a great job, and he's got him right in the middle of things.
It's twofold, real quick. I keep saying I would give the award to the coach that had to endure all kind of injuries, like more than just a few, and that's why I got him in that conversation. But I do understand people, the Chicago, Denver. Who else did you mention? New England.
I mean, the other thing is, the other reason it's premature is because whether we like it or not, the 49ers right now are in seventh in the NFC. They're the seventh best team in the NFC, or that's where they would be seated right now. So, like, you know, they're going to go to the top of those brackets. But
you keep saying if they run the table, end up with the one seed, which I get is highly unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think they're running
the
table.
At that point,
That's a lot to ask.
Which game scares you the most out of the last three outside of Tennessee? Mine is the home game against Seattle.
You know what's funny is you're talking a lot about that game, and I'm still not convinced it'll mean anything.
Wow, it's going to be flexed.
What do you mean?
If everybody handles their business, that game's going to mean something. So, what if Seattle's playing for the division and the Niners are not, but the Niners are playing hold on to the seventh seed? Like, if everybody handles their business, we're destined for that.
Yeah, but like if one team doesn't and they, you know, I mean, you might be right. I'm just saying, you know, the 49ers go 1-3 over the last, or 1-2, and the Seahawks are two games up on them. Maybe the Niners, and maybe Seattle can't. Like, if Seattle beats the Rams, then they will have beaten them twice. Right?
Yeah.
Seattle beat the Rams.
But they got the same record now, so you'd have to still continue to keep winning.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. But if, like, let's say hypothetically and I know we're just doing these hypotheticals.
It's fun.
Seahawks beat the Falcons, they beat Indy, then they beat the Rams. Now they're 12-3. Let's say they beat the Panthers at 13-3. They might not need it. Mm. But that's assuming they win four in a row, which you can't really do. Mm. So anyway, the question we have for 49er fans today is, what do you truly believe about this team, and how good are they? The bottom line is, I can feel that there's some hesitation, and I think it's got a lot to do with Kurt Warner. I think it's got a lot to do with Fred Warner and Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
That's, to me, what is making people doubt the validity of how good this team is. But it might be concern about Purdy. It also might be the fact they can't stop the run. It might be they haven't run it well enough. So if you think that this team can't overcome some things, what are those things that they can't overcome, but they've kind of been overcoming for 13 games?
Let me throw this at you, and stuff will come out in the wash when you play better teams, which they are after the Tennessee game, which is a trap game, but it's coming off a bye. And we talked about Kyle's stellar record as a Niner coach after the bye. But the bottom line, Stoney, is this was me. I said the Niners offense has to take it up a notch or two to not just get to the playoffs and qualify, but maybe even win a game. From what you're seeing, do you think they're capable of it? The offense. I don't feel like they did that. They handled business against Carolina, but Brock, you threw three picks in the first half. That'll get you beat. Okay, you take care of Cleveland. You didn't light up the scoreboard or the box score with the stats, but the bottom line, Stoney, is I'm asking you now, you know, with the run game being what it is, do you think this offense, and that's why I brought up the Ricky Pearsall connection, they got to have somebody to stretch the defense. Do you think they're capable of taking it up a notch or two, or this is just what their offense is going to be?
I think that's the great question. And that's why I think, obviously, had you played a better opponent against Carolina, you might have made Brock Purdy pay for those.
Yeah, right.
Like, the way I look at it is, yes, they can win a game. Maybe they can win two, but you tell me what the other weaknesses are on all the other teams, but I do see, you know, like, now we're 13 games in, and I think they're trends, obviously. Mm. And one of them is they've just struggled to run the ball.
And stop the run.
Exactly.
Against good – well, Cleveland has success.
I believe that probably
will get
along with losing your two linchpins on defense, that's probably going to get you beat in the postseason.
I would sign my
name. That's all I'm saying.
Right there, my John Hancock on that line. But that's why Stoney at 9-4, unless you tell me, well, Goo, they got a weaker schedule, so it's not going to rear its head. That, like, it hasn't come back to bite them yet. If you tell me, okay, what about the Ram game? Okay, you got that. But other than that, you know, out of 13 weeks, 9, they've been able to excel. So when will it catch up with them?
When they start playing better teams.
Like, and maybe that might be the answer
see the
to
last
your question
three games.
And the boss's question.
Let's see what happens the last three games with the 49ers. And who's – by the way, I was wrong.
What happened?
Go ahead. Ready?
Well, we already got
three,
that.
3, 2, 1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I was wrong. The Rams beat the Seahawks this year. Thank you to the 415.
I already have that drop.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Well, they get, like, you always want to keep them updated. The one
I was wrong.
That was from 9 years ago. And that was the last time.
I think it was from August.
Well, if we just did you on the reads, then that's every day.
Do you know how to do a read? When's the last read you did?
I did the Backyard Boogie for 3 years.
Jesus, that was before Purdy led the 49ers to a Super Bowl.
Hey, dude, I'm okay without you. Just say that. I can read.
Of course you can read.
Oh, man.
That ain't cool.
Nothing from Harry, huh?
No, I can tell. I know exactly what's going on.
A lot of people disappointed. Like, you got to face the music sometimes.
You know the 49ers are doing well.
There you go.
No doubt.
When Harry is silent.
There's no 10 emails. I'm a little shocked.
I'll be honest with you.
Come on now, bud.
You guys are right on the money. He didn't, there was nothing after yesterday's game. So, of course, I told you, I emailed him and said, hey, get on board. Hey, why can't you just
enjoy? You on vacation?
And he was just like, don't tell me what to get excited about. I'll get excited when I see this team. Da, 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 da.
Wow.
And I could tell, like,
he's front running.
He's kind of one of those guys. Yeah.
There's room on the wagon. I thought he was a big Brock Purdy fan. So there's always room on the wagon.
Yeah, although he said Mac Jones, you know, he liked Mac Jones better 6 weeks ago.
Uncle Gene did too, but Uncle Gene just called us about an hour ago. I love you, Unc. And he was saying, it feels good to call somebody else on.
I was wrong.
You know, he feels like they got action.
They have action. There's no doubt about that. How much action do the 49ers have? That's the question we're trying to answer. We've got Ross Tucker coming up at 11:30. NFL Odyssey Insider. And we got to get some perspective on where do the Niners fit in the NFC? He does a lot of Eagles stuff. He does a lot of NFC stuff.
He's tapped
in. We'll get into it with Ross. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.